KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies, dense fog toward the surface, and we look for dense fog this morning through about 9 o'clock. There is a dense fog advisory in effect. We'll tell you about that here in just a moment. Otherwise, partly cloudy by this afternoon, a high of 47, currently 27 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. Dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. today for Cass, Adair, Adams, Dallas, Guthrie, Madison, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties in our listening area. Expect visibilities this morning through about 9 a.m. to be one-half to one-quarter mile or less. Travel may be difficult at times due to the reduced visibilities and possibility of some slick spots on the roads, bridges, and sidewalks from freezing moisture deposits from the dense fog. So do be cautious if you're out there on foot or rolling down the freeway. The Iowa State Patrol reports an Omaha man was killed in a car versus pedestrian accident early Saturday morning in Mills County on Interstate 29. That occurred at the 33-mile marker. As we told you during our newscasts over the weekend, at around 2:10 a.m. Saturday, a 2015 Toyota 4Runner driven by 37-year-old Sarah Elizabeth Perry of Saxonbury, North Carolina, was passing a semi traveling north in the left lane of I-29. The Toyota truck struck 19-year-old Tyler Ryan Gibbons Dunn of Omaha, who was riding a skateboard in the left lane of the interstate. Gibbons Dunn was pronounced dead at the scene and was transported to the Les Hills Funeral Home. The Iowa State Patrol was assisted in their investigation at the scene by the Mills County Sheriff's Office and Glenwood at Pacific Junction Rescue. Two passengers, a man and a woman, were injured Saturday night when the SUV they were in rolled over in Dallas County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 33-year-old Anna Haug and 34-year-old Andrew Haug, both of West Des Moines, were ejected from the 2009 Jeep Wrangler and transported to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Anna Haug was transported by Dallas County EMS, while Andrew was flown to the hospital by Mercy One helicopter. Neither was wearing a seatbelt. The driver of the vehicle, 34-year-old Adam Reinhardt of Redfield, was not injured. Officials say the trio was traveling on private property at around 11:17 p.m. on Saturday when the vehicle went out of control and rolled over. The accident remains under investigation. A traffic stop on a vehicle traveling 75 miles per hour in a 55 zone a little after 2 p.m. Saturday in Montgomery County resulted in a pursuit that went into parts of Page County and ended in a crash. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says the vehicle was driven by 25-year-old Nicholas Jordan Solt of Hepburn. It fled through Stanton, running four stop signs and a stop sign at the Page-Montgomery County Road at O Avenue and into the southern part of Page County. The vehicle went out of control at North Street and Prospect in Hepburn and crashed into a tree. Solt was charged with driving while suspended, five stop sign violations, reckless driving, and eluding. His cash bond was set at $1,000. A passenger in the vehicle, Megan Leanne Jones of Shenandoah, was arrested at the scene by the Page County deputies on a warrant out of Clarinda. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested an Adair County woman Saturday afternoon. 48-year-old Kadeen May Darling of Greenfield was taken into custody for contempt of court. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail until being seen by a magistrate. No bond was set. Elsewhere in the news, Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will hold their regular monthly meeting today at 5:15, and that's in the council's chambers at City Hall. Action items on their agenda include the swearing-in of new board member John Krogman, who was elected November 7th, Angeline Smith, who was reelected on that date. Afterward, the board will nominate a vice chairperson and hold a vote. In other business, Parks and Rec Director Seth Stashelm will report updates on the Schulberg Recreation Area Development Project, the Lake No. 3 Trail, and Public Gardens, an update from feedback, and they'll get approval of the Sunnyside Pool Combo Pass. In his regular report, Stashelm will talk about the ice rink reopening this week, Action Atlantic Sea Click Fix that's available for the public. He'll also talk about the campground, updating the website, and the status of Sunnyside Park, which remains open all winter, and the roads for which will continue to remain open as long as weather permits. In the funeral announcements, Donald Donnie Hendricks, age 74, of Carson, died last Tuesday. Funeral services for Donnie Hendricks will be this morning at 10:30 at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Richard Dick Shirley, age 79, of Messina, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Celebration of life services for Dick Shirley will be today at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Margaret Feldman, age 95, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Margaret Feldman will be today at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Elaine Lauritsen, age 82, of Audubon, died Wednesday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Elaine Lauritsen will be today at 11 a.m. at our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Mary Lou Peterson, age 83, of Winchester, Kentucky, a native of Shelby County, died December 9th in Lexington, Kentucky. Graveside services for Marilyn Peterson will be today at 3 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Mary Jo Christensen, age 70, of Harlan, died Wednesday. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Christensen will be held on Tuesday, tomorrow, at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Randy Hagan, age 64, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Friday at his home. Funeral visitation with the family of Randy Hagan will be tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Mary Elizabeth Monahan, age 95, of Harlan, died Friday at Avoca Specialty Care. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Monahan will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Larry Miller, age 74, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Larry Miller will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Jeanette Shun Marie Dotzler, age 88, of Defiance, died Friday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A mass of Christian burial for Jeanette Dotzler will be held on December 27th at 11 a.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Delmer McElfish, age 91, of Messina, died Saturday at the VA Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Delmer McElfish are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Nancy Carlberg, age 65, of Greenfield, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Nancy Carlberg are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That is a check of our news this hour, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy and Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.